Opera Philadelphia is giving the U.S. premiere of a new opera about a mysterious sound with no discernible origin. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on The Listeners.
How do you murder a sound? That is the question. One character sings in The Listeners, opening today at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. The sound is maddening. It's torturing those who are able to perceive it. It's a constant, invasive noise that cannot be ignored or turned off. Composer Missy Mazzoli based it on real-life sounds that cannot be explained. They have turned up in places like Taos, New Mexico, Auckland, New Zealand, and Windsor, Ontario.
My favorite Wikipedia page is List of Unexplained Sounds, if you want to go down that rabbit hole with me. Some of them have been recorded, so I started there listening to some of these recordings online, but then created my own operatic version of it.
Mazzoli, a native of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, composed The Listeners for traditional orchestra instrumentation except for that hum. To mimic the eerie experience of being a listener, at key moments the orchestra stops as an electronic drone pours out of speakers.
We've created a surround sound setup within the theater, so no matter where you're sitting, you will feel like the sound is swirling around you and it's actually coming out of your own head.
The hum is just the beginning. The Listeners starts with these people who can perceive the hum as they turn to each other for support. And that group falls under the spell of a charismatic but troubling leader who shapes them into a cult. And by the second half, The Listeners is investigating the blind appeal of political leaders, the quicksand of conspiracy theories, and the tribalism of cult behavior. Mazzoli and librettist Royce Vavrick began conceiving The Listeners during the election cycle of 2016 that put Donald Trump in the White House.
There was a lot of talk about the power and the potential danger of these charismatic leaders that were emerging in America and around the world, and that their potential to manipulate and prey upon weakness and division, which unfortunately is just becoming more and more vivid in the last 8 years. An election cycle in America just kind of brings to the surface all of these problems that are sort of always there about, you know, who gets to control the narrative, who gets to tell the story, who's in charge of the truth, what is the truth, who's lying to us, where are we getting our information?
The Listeners will be performed 3 times this week at the Academy of Music. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.